Shalom Chevra, hope all is well. One of the ideas they spoke on one of the final schmoozes was really going straight into Limud HaTorah, into continuing our Seder, continuing all the growth we had from Yeshiva, and you can't take a break. You can't be like, okay, you know, I'll take a few days off, a week off, or, you know, a month off. And I realized, and I've been talking to many of you, that most of you, you didn't come to the schmoozes, you didn't even know about it, probably didn't know about it. And only now we're getting to know each other, Hashem. And I never said the idea. So I'm gonna to you guys individually. So I'm going to speak about that again tonight for a few moments. There's a Gemara in Ksubas, which I just saw. It also comes up in the Darim, that's talking about all spans of just spending a lot of, like, how much time you can really spend away from your wife, from your family, consecutively before it would cause problems. And the Gemara gets to the Maskana being that you can spend 12 years away from each other. And the story goes that Rabbi Akiva decided he wanted to pursue the life of Torah. He went and learned for 12 years. It's a long time. It's really, really a long time to be totally osik in Limud. Being away from your family, osik in learning, it's wild to think about it. And after 12 years, the day came, Rabbi Akiva was coming home, he's going to see his wife, his family, and somebody's talking to his wife, and it's in raggedy clothes, and she's saying, you know, it's terrible, Rabbi Akiva left you, and you had no opportunity, you haven't seen him in 12 years, you know, it's crazy, it's a ton of time. You always think in these movies when, you know, somebody's about to maybe go to jail and they talk about, you know, it could be 6 years, 10 years, 20 years, like, you know, lose those years of your prime. Like, oh my gosh, it's so much time. You know, how can I possibly do that? Yeah, 12 years away from your husband, crazy, away from your father, really crazy. And Rabbi Kiva's wife says back, If I could have the schus, I would send him for another 12 years. Rabbi Akiva hears that from the doorsteps, and he immediately goes back, and he learns for another 12 years, and ends up having 24,000 Talmidim. And the question on that Gemara is, okay, you know, you were going to learn, but, you know, we know we had Bein Hazmanim. You know, the guys are going to come back another year for Shana Bet. They're in Bein Hazmanim now. Maybe they're in Camp Haz. Maybe they're working at a different camp. Maybe they're, you know, whatever you guys are doing. Having internships. You had Bein Hazmanim. Why couldn't Rabbi Akiva come in? Say hi to your wife. Kiss the kids. See how you're doing. It's been 12 years. You know, there'll be a lot to talk about. 12 years. What's happened in the past 12 years? A lot to catch up on. You'll have to catch up on. And he doesn't come in. And they answer the postgame, the Musar Svarim, the Rishonim, they say that because the difference between 24 and 12 plus 12 are not the same thing. If Rabbi Akiva had come in even for a minute, even for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, for one day, it would not be the same thing as if he never came in and learned consecutively, because Rasifa's going straight is just a different entity. It's a different element. And when I was in YU, Schechter during Kol Seder, it was from 3 to 6:30, and there was a mincha like one floor above at 4 o'clock. A lot of people go there. They didn't have mincha earlier. And Schechter one day clapped on the beam and he said, "Rabosai, you guys really shouldn't go to the 4 o'clock minyan, the 4 o'clock mincha." Because the learning from 3 to 6:30 is not the same thing as learning from 3 to 3:58 and 4:15 to 6:30. It's not the same thing. Because there's an entity, there's an idea of going straight, of not having a hefsik. That you can't compare that. Nothing in the world can compare to that. It's just not the same. And that gets to where we're all holding in this summer if we haven't already been doing it. If we're thinking there, though, you know, I want to learn, but I got to take care of it, I got to take care of that, and then I'm going to try to get into my learning, I'm going to try to find time to learn, it's not going to happen. Because learning's got to be the ikker. Learning has to be, it doesn't, and not the ikker in Zman, it's, although that would be nice too. It's one of the reasons that one of my biggest pet peeves is when you go to a place and first period is science or history or math or English or, you know, geology, and it's not Torah, because Torah's got to be the first thing we're doing. It's the foremost important thing. It's the structure of our day. It's the ikkar of our day. It has to be that we're learning Torah, and there can't be that interruption. There can't be that break. There can't be, you know, it's been 3 weeks. You know, I was on fire in yeshiva. You saw me that last Thursday night. There was nothing stopping me. I was Iron Man. And now I've taken a little break. And it's so hard. It's so hard to get back into it. And it's not only for you guys. It's not a your age thing. You know, after we had that campaign, that week was insane for me. And for me to build back the stamina after to get back to my normal learning, it took time. It took time. It's not easy. It's not easy. I had a friend, still a friend, very, very close chaver, my role model, my guide, my leader, my mentor, and Rav Meir Cohen Shlita. And he, a masmid of all masmidim, really what he did when he was in YU, it was insane. It was insane how committed he was. And he went to law school. He's working as a lawyer. And I asked him a couple years ago, like, do you think if you could just get back to learning a full day like you were, like just getting back to learning 12 to 15 hours? And he said, it'd be very hard at first. I couldn't do it tomorrow. I can't do it on a Sunday. I can't do it on a Shabbos, maybe an hour or two. I can't learn for 15 hours because that's not where I'm holding anymore. I can't do it. But yeah, I'd be able to build myself back to being what I was. So like anything, it takes time. It's not so easy. It's not so pushy that we could just turn on the on-off button and be able to do it. But if we take too long, Rabosai, Chevra, Chaveirim, if we take too long to get back into it, we could lose it. We could lose everything. It could totally be gone. It could totally be gone. If we have not been having good learning systems, learning structures in play since we got back from yeshiva, which is now, you know, it's coming on close to a month, we gotta figure it out. We gotta 3 weeks. We gotta put a plan into place that I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I have to get myself in a position where I know I have a full structure of learning, whatever it is that I wanted to learn, but to get back into it. You know, an issue I used to have is sometimes when I would finish a masechta, I didn't know what I wanted to do next. And it would take a few days, and my Yetzer Hara loved it. And sometimes a few days could be a week and a half. Because when you're trying to figure out what to do, or you're trying to figure out how you're going to buy that Gemara, there was a guy this year, came in so excited at the beginning of the year, he was going to learn a certain masechta with another guy, and just a shipment. He never ended up getting his Gemara, and it just waned down. That's what the Yetzer Hara wanted. Every day, yeah, shipment will be here tomorrow, be here tomorrow. You know, it's just not getting here. I can't do it. But we have to go straight. We have to be like, and I said those are a lot of my shmuzes. You know, you have two daf left in Masechta. Already know, five daf left. Know what you're doing next. Have that Gemara ready. Be learning the Mishnahis, whatever you need to do with your Hachana. But get ready. Get ready for what's coming on. So it's not going to just be, what do I do now? Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. It needs to be. We need to be Rabbi Akiva. We need to be 24 straight years. We can't take that break. Okay, everyone on their own level, and however we want to relate that story. Obviously, I'm not saying go learn for the next 24 years and don't see anybody. What I am saying is be consistent and learn every day the next 24 years. I had a conversation with Tadal not so long ago about how many alumni he thinks since their time in yeshiva have never missed a day of learning. And okay, whatever his list was. But let's be those guys. Let's be that guy every day. It doesn't matter. I'm tired. It's not going to be like I was in yeshiva. I'm not going to learn 10 hours. Okay. I'm doing other things, but did I learn today? Is it shayach? Could I possibly say I went today and I didn't learn? I didn't open up a Gemara, I didn't open up a Tanakh, I didn't open up a Mishnah Berurah? Is that possible? And whatever you're learning, is probably Rabbi Rodensky every day, is learning a parak a day of Sefer Bereishis. Amazing! Amazing! Whatever it's going to be, whatever it is that you like, whatever it is that your desires, but it's got to be something! It can't be, I don't know. I didn't do anything yet today. I got to figure this out. I got to figure that out. But no. That's backwards. We learn Torah. And then we figure everything else out. It's the first thing we do in the day. It's how our day starts. It's before Shacharis. It's after Shacharis. Whatever it is that we need to be doing. But that's how our day starts. It starts with, I'm going to learn Torah. I'm going to be that guy that in 25, 24, 36, 50, 100 years from now, they're going to say, I have not missed a day of learning an entire time. No matter what, I have not missed one day of learning. Whether I was inspired by Rabbi Akiva, it didn't mean I was going to learn for 24 straight years and come back with 24,000 Talmidim. If that's for you, great. It's probably not. But it did mean that every single day I learned something. And what will happen ultimately, when every single day you learn something, you're going to have a lot of Kinyan Torahs. You're going to know a lot. There's going to be a lot of areas of Torah where you have mastered, because every day you made it a part of your life. It didn't make a difference. But that was something. It didn't make a difference how much, but it was something that every day I did, no matter how busy I might have been, no matter what I needed to get done, but some learning took place every day. If you haven't started yet, if there haven't been days where you've been consistent with learning since you got back from yeshiva, today, you start today. You write in your calendar, today, you put a check, I learned Torah. I took care of what I had to do today. And we should all be zocha that today leads to tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after. And every single day we're learning, and we're growing together, and we're making hurrahs in Torah. And we're making siyumim, we're letting the chevra know, and we're all being mechazik each other. And we're growing together, and we're gaining so much. We're gaining so much in this world and the next world. But every day, every single day, the difference between learning every day versus a day with a break in the next day is eino dome. You'll be a different person, and you'll be forever grateful. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week of learning and growing.